peer group, and that there was not as strong as an association among the birth certificate sample. And, I mean, what I'd say to that, I think we discussed that. As I recall, this was like, you know, over 10 years ago. And because at the time we had consensus among all co-authors that the birth certificate sample provided the more valid results because it could, it had more complete information on race, for one, and secondly, and more importantly, it had information on important factors that had to, you know, should be controlled for, particularly in studies of autism, and in particular, those would be things like birth weight, mother's age, and mother's education. So I think for those reasons, we were able to adjust those factors, and we thought, you know, we our opinion was that the results from the birth certificate sample provided the more reliable results. And I think, you know, as I recall, we all came to consensus and signed off on that in the paper.
Were you aware of any of his concerns of, you know, have you been aware before today of any of his concerns about this?
I've continued to see him for over the past 10 years, and we've interacted fairly frequently, and no, I wasn't aware of this.
So when whoever he raised his concerns to, he didn't raise it to you or anybody you knew of?
No, I mean, the last time I saw him was probably about 2 months ago, and he didn't mention anything about this.
And at the time, he didn't seem concerned. Like you said, there was a consensus.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, he did these analyses. He did, you know, he did point out that in one group, you know, in that larger group, the measures of association were higher than in the birth certificate group. And, you know, we discussed that. And for the reasons I mentioned, we came to consensus that the birth certificate results were more valid.
I was looking at one of the birth certificates, and it doesn't have, maybe you could find one that has birth weight, mother's education. The one I'm looking at doesn't have any of that on there.
I mean, I don't know which one you're looking at. I mean, we get these data were, you know, right from the the Georgia birth certificate files that contain those data.
Is it a valid way of, you know, you guys, scientists, decide things before papers are published, of course, you use your own judgment on things, but is there a valid way to look at it the way Thompson is, where he thinks apparently that the larger group without the birth certificates was reason for concern and something that should have been reported? To me, as just a layperson, I would like to know that, even if it called out when you got the group down through the birth certificates, I still think it would be pretty important to know.
I think, you know, the other important consideration here is looking at what time period we're talking about. Autism, as you probably are aware, is a condition that really probably has its start while the child was still in the womb. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, some of the behaviors and such don't become apparent until maybe the child is 1, 2, 3 years old. But what we know about autism, that characteristics or behavioral signs do become apparent by 24 months of age. So we had different cutoffs. Before 18 months of age, there was no difference in any group in terms of vaccination levels between the cases and controls. At 24 months of age, when behaviors of autism or some features of autism become apparent, there was no difference between the cases and controls in any group. It was at 36 months where there was a slight difference. And the difference was, you know, we're talking about a difference between 93% versus 91%. Not a big difference, but so that's at 36 months. I think 36 months and exposure around that time period is just not biologically plausible to have a causal association with autism. I mean, autism would have already started by then. I reiterate, it probably starts in the womb, but even if you're saying you want to call it starting by the time some behavioral features become apparent, it has started before 36 months. And then, you know, so I think from a biological argument, it's implausible that this was a causal association. And then I think we have
before I lose that thought. So you already made up your mind, regardless of what the stats show, that if a certain thing showed that it didn't make sense, you would try to find out a way to...
No, that's not what we said. I'm just saying, you know, you interpret findings also, you know, there's the statistics, then you have to also interpret, bring in things like biological plausibility. How do you interpret these results? So I think we had pretty strong evidence that these results at 36 months were primarily a reflection of requirements to attend early intervention special education programs for the children with autism. And why do we say that? We say that because the effect was almost all seen in children 3 to 5 years of age, and those were the ones in early education programs, and 98% of that age group was in special education programs for which vaccination was a requirement.
Is there any possibility that it is biologically plausible and you just haven't, you know, that's the consensus is that it's not among you guys, but that it is and you're overlooking that?
I'm not aware of any data that would say that you would have onset of autism after 36